Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal judge in Mississippi has now ordered a nationwide injunction blocking a new Biden administration rule regarding forcing states to fund harmful puberty blockers, hormones, and mutilating surgeries. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is just another victory against this ridiculous Biden administration's agenda to push this gender ideology on children, on citizens, and also to ask us as taxpayers to fund it.
Yeah, 15 states sued the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, alleging that its new final rule would require state health care plans to pay for unproven and costly procedures that can harm and mutilate a person. According to the ruling of this court, the judge sided with the states, which alleged that the HHS was attempting to form a regime of health regulators committed to gender ideology over medical reality and applied the injunction not just to the 15 states that brought the suit, but to all the states, issuing a nationwide injunction.
You know, that's a great phrase, gender ideology over medical reality. That pretty much sums it up.
And that comes from the court decision.
Yes,
that's excellent. What the court says that the HHS under the Biden administration was trying to do is push gender ideology
excellent.
Over medical reality. Medical reality is biological sex. You're either male or female. Medical reality is, you know, you either are autistic or you're not autistic. You either have anxiety or you don't, depression or you don't. You either have some kind of mental health issue or you don't. You know, that's kind of the medical reality. But what happens is, in these situations, somebody comes in with anxiety, depression, maybe they're on the autism spectrum, could be whatever, or it could be that they have body image issues. You know, kids at that age in their teens or younger in their adolescent time frames, they have all kinds of insecurities. And so those insecurities can grow. And when they come in for treatment, instead of treating that issue, the medical reality, they push this gender ideology on them and say, well, you know what? We'll fix that by giving you puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and then we'll have mutilating surgeries and all will be well. And so the Biden administration pushed this. The judge stopped it. The ruling now marks the fourth federal court in the last several weeks to strike down the final rules from the Biden administration.
Yeah, this is a great ruling from this Judge Girola, I think his name is. He says a statute cannot be divorced from the circumstances existing at the time it was passed and from the evil which Congress sought to correct and prevent. Consequently, this court cannot accept the suggestion that Congress, with a clear voice, adopted an ambiguous or evolving definition of sex when it acted to promote educational opportunities for women in 1972.
Yeah, so in May of 2024, the Department of Education modified Title IX final rule by redefining the word sex to include gender identity, expanding sex-based discrimination protections.
See, and that's the key. That's the bottom line they keep trying to do is redefine that word instead of male and female. As you know, you look up the dictionary, it's male and female as we were created. They're trying to expand it to include this ridiculous gender ideology so that men can invade women's private spaces, their sports, and they want taxpayer dollars to pay for it.
Yeah, and they want taxpayer dollars to pay for that. And now since June of this year, what we have seen is U.S. district judges, three of them, have blocked the Department of Education from enforcing that redefinition of sex.
Amen.
Across 14 states, such as Alaska, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Ohio, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Though separate from the DOE's Title IX rule, HHS's new rule also operates as if the definition of sex includes gender identity. The 15 plaintiff states alleged that the rule would have empowered those with mm-hmm. gender confusion to decry sex discrimination for being denied insurance coverage for, quote, gender transition, close quote, procedures. The states claimed the rule would force state health care plans under a threat of losing billions of dollars in federal funding to pay for these interventions that cause irreversible harms on gender-confused children.
And, you know, I'm grateful for these attorneys general that fight against this ridiculous ideologist, ridiculous stuff that the Biden administration is trying to push on people. That's what it takes, is you have to start suing. And these states have finally stepped up to the plate to do that. And more of them should do that as well.
So here's what you've got here. You've got, it could be a little confusing. You've got Title IX. Mm-hmm. Title IX applies to these colleges and universities and to the schools. And so the Biden administration has worked on changing the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on changing the rules for Title IX in two ways. One, to have Title IX actually apply to these schools by imposing this gender ideology on them. And number two, having Title IX now applied to the schools, requiring these state insurance programs to cover puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries. So you've got a number of states that have filed suit to stop the final rule for the Title IX rewrite that applies to the colleges and universities and schools. And then you have these states that are filing suit in a different lawsuit to stop the forcing of the insurance coverage for those kinds of procedures. And that court has come back, sided with the states, and issued a nationwide injunction so they no longer have to pay for this kind of treatment while the litigation is continuing to move forward.
Right. This Mississippi judge noted that the Biden administration was attempting to stretch the definition of sex beyond its limits. He wrote, HHS acted unreasonably to conflate the phrase on the basis of sex with the phrase on the basis of gender identity. Interpreting the word sex to include gender identity would create contradictions and ambiguity within Title IX and its regulations. This guy is great.
Yeah, there is a case that just recently was decided by the United States Supreme Court. Holly, we need to do a program just on this case, mm-hmm. and it's regarding the overruling of the Chevron doctrine.
Right.
And the Chevron doctrine comes from a case called, it has the name Chevron in it. And in that case, the previous Supreme Court of some decades ago ruled that these rules that the agencies make, that they are entitled to a high level of deference. And so when an agency, which is created, by the way, by statute and is under the executive branch, and its authority is governed by the statute to implement the actual law passed by Congress, signed by the president, these agencies, because of that Chevron doctrine and high deference, have gotten away with all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, in the context of the environment, one of the EPA agencies ruled that some landowner, because of a puddle of water on their land, would not be able to utilize their own land because that was a wetland. Now, the puddle of water only lasted a portion of the year. I'm talking about a puddle of water. They classified it as a wetland. That had nothing to do with the statute. This is what the Biden administration has been doing with these final rules, taking the agencies, making them very activists, changing words, changing definitions that have nothing to do with the underlying statute. That's where these challenges are coming. Right. Now, what happened recently, which will actually help stop this runaway, what's called sometimes the fourth branch of government, the agencies. You know, you have the executive, you have the legislative, you have the judiciary, but the fourth branch of government, which really isn't a fourth branch, but we have derogatorily called it the fourth branch because it's so powerful, is this administrative branch. This is what the Biden administration has been using, this administrative branch. This recent Supreme Court decision will put a huge roadblock in the way of these runaway federal agencies.
Those federal agencies need to be defunded and shut down. They have way too much power, and put the power back to the people and the courts to make decisions.
Absolutely. And that would stop all this nonsense that we're seeing here with this Biden gender ideology being pushed through the Department of Education, also through other branches of these federal agencies. Great decisions that are happening. Many states are being involved in this. Liberty Counsel has filed briefs on a number of these kinds of issues. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.